This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The free show on the air. You can call in and tell us your thoughts. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. I'm Alex.
And Dave.
And Mark.
And we're here from the U.S. Mariana Islands, where we're broadcasting live. And, yeah, we've been talking about coronavirus, as everyone else has been. In the last segment, we were even talking about, should we call it coronavirus, Chinese flu, boomer remover? Where do you stand on the issue?
Now, that's racist.
Feel free to call in and tell us.
You know.
Well, if it's descriptive, right? It seems to affect people who are older.
Yeah. Well, I think calling it the Kung Flu, I mean, that's kind of a sense of fun and trying to make light of something that's a bad situation. And I don't think it's meant to, like, hurt anybody's feelings. I saw one that said Winnie the Flu, and it was a picture of Xi Jinping with, you know, I mean, and it was making fun of him because there's a Winnie the Pooh kind of thing going on with him. But, you know, the thing is saying it's the Wuhan virus. It started in Wuhan, and our hearts go out. I don't know about everybody else. My hearts go out to people like my ex-wife's family who are in the epicenter of this stuff. So I don't think saying that it's from China or that the virus originated in a place is like sort of racist against Asian people. And I've seen some stories where I think the media.
I'd like to say that I think that the term Asians kind of it's counter racist in so much as it's a dumb term to describe what I would call, what we called when I was a kid, Orientals. Now, I know you're not supposed to use the term Oriental anymore.
It just means East. Right. It just means Eastern.
Oriental's supposed to mean, you know, like carpets, not people, that kind of thing. And that's fine. But, you know, like, I think that, I don't know what term we should be using, but when people say Asian, they're describing Koreans, Japanese, and Chinese, and Han Chinese, basically. And they're not really talking about Thais and Filipinos or anything
like
that.
Never mind Afghanis or other Central Asians.
Saudis.
Right. Russians. Right? Yeah. Russia is like half of Asia.
Yeah, all the Russian guys I know are from like Vladivostok and Magadan and in these what used to be known as the Soviet Far East.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean they're Asian, I guess. But yeah, and I see a lot of stories. I mean, I'm on Facebook too much, and you see all these like what I believe the media likes to cherry pick, you know. So some guy of Korean or Chinese ancestry gets beaten up, and they say, oh, it's because he's got the Wuhan flu, and racist attacks.
It's a bad idea to beat up somebody who's got the
Wuhan
flu.
I just think, okay, maybe that might happen, like one in a million kind of things, and because if it bleeds, it leads. I don't really think that there's that really much race hatred against Asian people, because I mean, if you looked at you know, it's just there's really, I don't think there is that much.
I think that people have in-group and out-group, like all people, in-group and out-group selectivity.
True.
And if we're going to call that racist every time, then you need to acknowledge that it's not all in-groups and not all out-groups are based on race.
Well, what we're seeing is Marxist critical theory from the Frankfurt School from way back, where they basically tried to dissect your society and turn everything into something you can criticize as being bad. So, you know,
the oppressor, oppressed dichotomy. Or the oppressor.
Yeah. What they're trying to do is they're trying to say that a certain group of people are the oppressors and everybody else is the oppressed, and therefore we're going to turn everything into a political argument when all we want to do is just get along.
I don't think Trump wants to get along when he says,
like, for example, if I don't eat at a Japanese restaurant, it doesn't mean that I hate Japanese people. It just means I don't really care for that cuisine. I mean, I love Thai food. I just don't like Japanese food because there's like this weird science fiction otherness to it. But Thai food is lovely. You know, so I'm not racist against Japanese people. I just don't like raw fish.
Yeah, for people who talk so much about how bad racism is, it seems that this progressive critical theory ring is obsessed about race. It's all they want to talk about. Everything is race, race, race. And it's kind of ironic.
And they're the most racist jerks I've ever... Well, here's the thing. I'll tell a story, and this is what really, really, like, cheeses my cracker. Nice term of thing. Anyways, so there I was. I had just gotten my degree in teaching and my teaching certificate, and I had been inundated for like the last several years at a university where this liberal garbage was like starting to get bad. I mean, it wasn't quite as bad as it was back in 1999, 2000 when I graduated, as it is now. But you had all the virtue signaling, social justice crap, and I tried to stay away from that. I mean, you know, because I'm kind of more.
You bleed red, white, and blue.
I bleed red, white, and blue. I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm totally a conservative, but I was just sitting there going, wait. I was calling BS on this political correctness stuff like 30 years ago when it started, and it was really disgusting me. But the same people who would sit there and virtue signal all day about race this, race that. First of all, they were all white people. Okay.
Right. And then it's annoying.
And then I was in this right here was like a moment of truth for me. I'm standing in line at the job fair for teachers. The lines to go to like Farmington Hills or Livonia or the other lily white suburbs of Detroit, the lines were like around the corner. There was a booth for Detroit Public Schools that had like maybe five people in it. And my former classmates, the virtue signaling liberals, were going, oh, it's so hard to get a job and we can't blah, blah, blah. And the lines are so long. I said, hey, man, Detroit's hiring. Oh, I'm not going to go work there in the ghetto. And guess who went to work in the ghetto? The guy that they used to like look down upon, who's like the conservative guy. And I went there. And I didn't go there because I wanted to like be a missionary for the poor, you know, inner city youth. I went there because I needed a job. I needed to eat. And I didn't care because it's just I'm here to teach kids and I want to go teach kids. And you know what? I had good times and bad times there. In some ways, I think I liked teaching in the inner city better than in the suburbs because, like, in the inner city, they have a drug problem, and the principal come out and say, yo, we got a drug problem. Whereas then you go in the suburbs, it's like denial is not just a river in Egypt.
Yeah, and I think that this is one of the things that, in many cases, it's easy football to lob. It's an easy thing to lob at the other side, in the case of the liberals, because that's it. That's what they believe.
That's all they have.
Right. The old story is that Democrats, that Republicans think Democrats are wrong, and Democrats think Republicans are evil. And you can use the term conservative and liberal or whatever. I consider myself to be outside of this paradigm.
Yeah, well,
maybe I lean conservative in some issues, but...
Well, I just hope that, like, the silver lining to this cloud that we have here with, you know, everybody is in the same boat. We are all threatened by a common foe, COVID-19 or corona or whatever you want to call it, the Kung Flu, I don't care. It doesn't see color. It sees cells. It sees your lungs, and it doesn't really care if you're black, white, Asian. It doesn't care.
Don't know yet, but yeah. It may affect one, race or ethnicity more than another, or less one less than another. We don't know. I mean, and sometimes this happens, and for some reason, people don't ever want to talk about that stuff either.
Well, but it seems the coronavirus likes spaghetti.
Well,
what's that mean? Oh, because of Italians,
the almost 10% death rate there.
Well, you're forgetting about the linguine with red clam sauce. That's one
delicious.
Of my favorite. Anyway, but you know the thing. I make a great lasagna, by the way. I'll have to share my recipe one day. But the thing is, it doesn't really care. I mean, when you're dealing with a disease and you're dealing with common human problems, I mean, I think this could actually like make people band together more.
And, let's hope so.
And you know, and the thing is, let's focus on love, not fear.
Yeah. Now, I think you bring up some good points about what's going on, what it teaches us about each other. And I'll be interested to see in the coming weeks who our friends really are. What are people really like?
Gunny Sergeant Hartman said it best. You're all equally worthless.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever you want. We are coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. It's Alex.
And Dave.
And Mark.
And the number to call in is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Want to thank Nathan DeUnk, who is a platinum amplifier, which means he gives $25 per month. Now, we ask people to amplify at the level of silver, which is $5 a month. And you could do that if you go to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, I don't know what Nathan's reasons for amplifying are, but I can tell you a couple of good reasons to amplify. For one, we know money makes the world go round, right? And Free Talk Live is a great source of promoting free speech. So, you know, there's not many shows in the world where you can call in and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. You at least get a moment or two to say your piece here on Free Talk Live. And as a matter of fact, we let people whom we disagree with on the air. And all that is possible because people amplify at amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of which, let's talk to James in Arizona. James, you're an amplifier once, weren't you? James in Arizona, going once. James in Arizona. Whoop, I hear noises.
Well, I'll be damned.
Well,
I was.
That's up to someone else.
I was, and when I started to respond on the Facebook page about all the vile hate and vitriol spoken of me by name, I got kicked off so-called Free Talk Live amplifier.
You're on right now.
Yeah. So what's in your mind?
Alex, nice to be. Alex, respectfully, what's on my mind? Given a, forgive me. I was driving, and I didn't actually expect you to take my call. But you advertise that your show is the freest place on earth, so I should like to quickly prove to
on
you
air
how you're talking out of both sides of your mouth from yesterday's call, Alex. But first, I should like to ask David something, because unlike Janet, I never called a talk radio show, David, to agree with the host, because that doesn't help me think a second time or reevaluate anything I believe. So, David, I want you to know I believe in a loving, just, and vengeful God. So I
loving,
I can't
just,
help but
and vengeful.
Yeah. Like, we'll all have to pay for those that we harm in this world if we don't ask for it in this world, minister. So, David, I can't help but wonder what your fellow, you, the Navy boy that you are, and your fellow Navy veterans would think about a so-called minister of peace and love literally screaming at me over the public airwaves about how the people in the Pentagon deserved it. Mind you, there were innocent human beings on Flight 77 and all of the other planes that were flown into buildings by Osama bin Laden fanatics. Not anything to do with the United States government or the United States military being in Saudi Arabia or anywhere else on this earth. They were fanatics of people that believed in a stupid book that is not the inherent word of God.
Well, and now we're getting into the realms.
You're,
I think
you're asking. You're asking me a question about 9/11.
Well, I think it's more the
right
people. Yes.
Yeah. Let me give an explanation. So, what James is talking about is that now James is one of our all-time most prolific callers, and at some point or another, he devolved into situations where he's got upset about some things. He got doxxed because he was beginning to sound threatening. Some of our listeners doxxed him, and so then he became more sort of ramped up. Now, this is a great call from James. I think it's fine. He's kept his cool and whatever. If he wants to talk about me, then fine, he can do that. And I think it's great, right? Like an opportunity to clarify what I said. What I said was something, what I was trying to talk about was kind of the difference between the people who died in New York City versus the people who died in Washington, D.C. on 9/11. I think if you put on the uniform, you sign a check, as they say, right? You sign the contract, and you say that I'm here to take the slings and arrows so others don't. So the people in the Pentagon largely were military people, and the military people signed up to play a game, and that game is we're going to fight the other guys in the other military. And turns out the United States military has been involved in some level of oppression in the Middle East, whether you agree with it or not. Certainly many of the people were Saudi Arabian, and the Saudi Arabian princes are kept in power largely by their relationship with the United States. Mm-hmm. So what I would say is that, well, in comparison to the people on, you know, Flight 73, the people that were in every one of these airplanes, all the innocent civilians that really didn't have anything to do with setting policy, that people in the military, whether they set policy or not, did sign up to stand in front of the people who set policy.
You're not saying that they deserved to die.
I would prefer they had not.
Yeah,
I would prefer 9/11 did not occur, but it is the probable, almost certain future if you meddle in other people's countries that they will get upset.
Okay, so there I was, 17.
Thank you for the call, James.
So there I was, 17 years old, and I raised my right hand and swore an oath.
Yep. Why do you think you signed up?
Because I wanted to protect my tribe. I wanted to protect my people. I wanted to defend my country, and I wanted to also. There was, you know, it was kind of like a family tradition.
Yep.
You know, and I also wanted to do something interesting and exciting. What I found
out, away from where you were.
Yeah. What I found out when I was there was that, yeah, maybe we shouldn't be in the Middle East. Maybe we shouldn't be dealing with these people. So my experience with the Saudi Arabians, especially, I even met their king.
Really?
Yeah, I was waxing the deck at the time. Anyways, I'll tell this short story. So there I was. Waxing the deck on the ship, the mess decks. I was cranking at the time. That's when you're like got everybody below a certain rank. For 3 months has to serve in the galley, right? So I was waxing the floor, and the king of Saudi Arabia, King Fahd, and his entourage come on board the ship. And that guy, he comes down and he walks on my freshly swabbed deck. And I was kind of like mad, but, you know, he's the king. What am
right.
I going to say?
Nothing.
So he walks up to me. He looks around and he shakes my hand. He says, "You do a very good job. Your floor is like mirror, you know," and I'm like going, "Well, thank you, Your Majesty." You know, what am I going to say?
Thanks, King.
Yeah. So he walks out, and some lieutenant commander in the Royal Saudi Navy walks over. He's one of the adjutants. He goes, "You know, you received quite a great honor when the king says something like that to you. That means that if you convert to Islam, when you die, you will go to a special place in paradise." And I was thinking, awesome, I get to be Allah's janitor.
Make his floors look like glass.
I'm going to keep drinking beer and eating pork, I think. But as far as going to the Middle East like that, maybe we shouldn't be there.
The United States military should protect the United States.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think about U.S. foreign intervention? You can call in and give us your thoughts. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York ordered a statewide lockdown amid the worsening coronavirus pandemic that will shut down most of the Empire State, including New York City.
And the number of cases portends a total overwhelming of our hospital system. So we're going to put out an executive order today, New York State on pause, policies that assure uniform safety for everyone.
The restrictions will take effect Sunday night at 8 p.m. and will shut down all non-essential businesses across the state, ban all non-solitary outside activity like basketball games and other team sports, and require all non-essential government and private sector employees work from home. The new emergency action came as the Empire State's coronavirus case count ballooned to more than 7,100.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. It's Alex speaking.
And Dave.
And Mark.
And, yeah, we've been talking a lot about the corona news and the things that are going on, the restrictions, the liberals and progressives complaining about mainly the name, right?
Yeah.
A rose by any other name would smell as sweet. But there, that's not
the China virus name or the corona name?
Because they complain about everything.
It seems like the millennials are complaining about the name. Corona isn't the exact name. It's COVID-19.
And I complain about the millennials being such whiny little snots.
Go take a nap.
But that's not all they're complaining about. There's been some interesting...
They're calling it the boomer remover when actually it's removing the silent generation who's above 76 or something like that. So they've got it wrong, too. You want to be exact and precise? Get it in the teeth, then.
Well, yeah. Back in my day, we didn't have internet porn. I had to draw my own and tell these people.
Yeah. Well,
they did have guns, however.
Yes. Good guns.
And so, yeah, we were talking about things they're complaining about. Well, I never thought I'd see the day, but the liberals and progressives have finally come around to the gun restrictions, eh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been reading a couple of articles here. I got Time and Forbes, but then the gun writer, you got to get the different takes on this. But long story short is places like New Jersey and Los Angeles and other towns
bastions where they don't need guns. Yeah. Everything's so great.
A bunch of people are now discovering the joys of waiting lists. They're going, where is this internet? You can order guns online without any. Oh, I mean, that doesn't exist. Oh, wait. Oh, I have to wait 16 days or 10 days to get my
gun? It's outrageous.
Oh, I can only get...
I need a gun now.
Yeah, exactly.
The hordes of people stealing my toilet paper will be here tomorrow.
And I've even run into that here. I've got, like, you know, I'm after this show, I'm taking a couple of people out shooting who are, like, all of a sudden need a gun. You know, it's like... And I'm not knocking them. I'm saying, hey, you know, like, it's better late than never to learn how to defend yourself. But I've also had people who were like, not so pro-gun going, hey, Dave, how do I get a gun now? You know, I'm thinking...
Where were you?
Yeah. Like, where were you, like, 6 months ago when the police station was open where you could actually go get your license kind of situation? So, and I'm not knocking these people, but it's
they were
like,
laughing at the 1,000-round ammo orders. Well, they're not laughing now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Feel my pain, I think, is what we're saying here.
Well,
this is like, look, 6 months ago, when you were saying that nobody needs a gun,
mm-hmm.
I was still standing up and saying, hey, you know, sometimes things happen in the world where, yeah, you do need a gun.
I went through the L.A. riots. It wasn't pretty, you know, and this reminds me also, I mean, we've had, like, two super typhoons hit this island since I've been here, and my ex-wife would be like, Davey, why you buy so much canned food? You know, I'm like, well, because if there's a typhoon, we don't have too much room. I'm like, well, we put it in the closet, you know, and here I am. I've got, like, 2.5-3 months worth of bags of rice and canned foods, and people are now going, oh, I should have prepared. I'm like, no, look, I'm not knocking you, but damn it.
Yeah, rice keeps pretty, you can, you know.
Beans and rice, and I mean, I don't
and
really.
Chop up some spam and throw it in there.
Yeah,
you
I don't
can live on that.
I don't really enjoy it, but, well, actually, here's a recipe. You take a can of a chicken noodle soup. You take a scoop of rice, you put it in a rice maker, you fry up a little spam, and you take a can of vegetables. You got yourself a meal, my friend, and it feeds like 5-6.
Do you have to mix it all together?
Yeah, you just throw it all in the.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, you just throw it all in a rice cooker, and it actually comes out pretty edible. I was living on that for a while. I call that the pathetic bachelor meal. You know, the I'm too lazy to cook. The only problem is it makes a lot. But you know, so basically these articles I've got here, Californians especially are upset with the 10-day waiting period. They're upset that they're thinking, oh, well, I can't get an AR-15 here. I'm going to go online and use this, like, gun show loophole.
Because they're a Californian doesn't mean that they're a liberal necessarily. Plenty of...
There's
the home of Reagan.
Conservatives. There's a lot of conservatives in California. And who knows? I mean, maybe with all the people trying to turn Texas purple and people fleeing the cesspool that is California now, maybe the conservatives will take it over and recolonize the place. Who knows? I'm hoping for the... I mean, I was born in California, but, you know, I was smuggled out in my infancy in a hot air balloon. So. You know, so I never considered myself a native Californian. But
well, so what's going? I mean, I see long lines there in the mm-hmm. the pictures. What's going on?
So now that there's this threat of everything becoming, you know, like everybody's afraid that it's going to go Mad Max meets Thunderdome, you know, and they're afraid that the Lord Humongous is going to come in off the desert and say, just give us the toilet paper. Why you can walk away? You want your TP? You know they're saying, oh my God, I might need a gun to defend my family because I have stored food or I have, you know, this stuff, and they're finding out right now that okay, well when you have all these licensing schemes that require you to go and do all this paperwork, and then the bureaucrats are off because of coronavirus, you can't get a gun now because you can't just go up and get your license. They're discovering that, oh, when you're limiting ammo purchases, you know, and you think, well, I'm going to be stuck in stocking up. You know, how am I going to – is one box of ammo going to be enough for me? So you got a lot of fear and panic buying, and I'm not saying that I didn't go out and buy some extra boxes of ammo this week. I did, but I.
The thing about ammo, though, is, yeah, sure, you could probably have 100 rounds for your AR-15, and that should be fine for whatever the circumstance might be, but you need to practice with that thing
exactly
to be good, and you need to practice with the round that you intend to use in
it. Well, I've read a philosophy, and I agree with it, that 1,000 rounds is what you should keep on hand for every gun you have. And that's not just because you're expecting to, ward off the, the Red Dawn Chinese paratroopers.
Wolverines!
Yes, yes. What makes us different? Because we live here. Actually, that's a pretty good movie.
It's a pretty good movie.
but the Rift Trap.
Which one? The first one, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I didn't see the remake because the Chinese Communist Party forced Hollywood to, turn it into, the North Koreans instead of the Chinese. So, apparently the new Top Gun movie, the jacket that Maverick had, the flag of Taiwan on the back, the old Flying Tigers thing. So they made him CGI out the Taiwan flag because China basically has Hollywood by the short hairs.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So that's why I like old movies. And basically, you were talking about Netflix earlier, and this is something that I found interesting. Okay, Disney bought up...
If China can do that to movies, what does the United States do to them?
Right, right.
Makes me wonder.
Well, here's the thing. So I'm a big fan of older movies, but a lot of these movies on Netflix and whatnot are not going to be available anymore. So, part of it is because they expect us to have a short attention span and not remember things like the first Alien or Citizen Kane. So they want to basically just keep making remakes of, crappy remakes of good movies. And so to make it fresh and so that people like the millennials who don't know any better, they're actually locking up their old catalogs so that the old movies are no longer going to be available.
Interesting.
Off topic there.
No, there's no off topic. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever you want. We are coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. I'm Alex.
And Dave.
And Mark.
And the number to call in is 855-450-3733. And yeah, we've been talking about Corona, the news of the day, talking about freedom, just talking about what it means to be American. And
apparently liberals are wanting guns these days, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. We're not sure exactly who's lining up in these places that are largely liberal to get the guns, but nothing like a crisis to let people know, hey, you know, it might be a good time to have a weapon.
Well, you know, I think also the term liberal is misused. I think
right.
Lot of them are left.
On a global scale, the term liberal is what I am.
Yeah, me too. I'm a liberal when it comes to, like, you know, I just want more freedom. So I think the whole nanny state thing, I think the rejection, the round rejection of Bloomberg was a pretty good sign.
Liberals in the United States tend to be authoritarian.
Yeah.
And liberal, but on a liberal as far as like a, when you're talking historically at a government, is to allow less, there's to have less authoritarianism. Now, I will say this, the state of humans throughout our existence, at least since the agrarian revolution, we really don't know anything prior to that, is an authoritarian state. You know, basically, I mean, there was a time when, check this stat out, because no one grokked this one. There was a time when only 1 out of 17 men could breed. We know that from the genetic record. Like, this is a fact. So, yeah. Authoritarianism is losing your testicles. You know?
That could be.
That was how it happened.
I remember there was an episode of Buck Rogers where Buck went to the planet of Amazon women and, you know, anyways.
Yes. Let's go to David.
They wanted Buck because he had.
Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. One can understand. Free Talk Live. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gun stuff. You're talking about shooting technique basically a minute ago about being proficient with the weapon. But in the vein of guns, this Albuquerque City Council thing, first of all, worthwhile reading would be It's nmpoliticalreport.com article. ABQ Council approves public health emergency proposal, and there's some basis to the totalitarian government thing where the mayor has the power to take your firearms, which actually is still on the books in the city of Albuquerque. The mayor can take your guns in the form of barring what gun ammunition.
Does he really, though?
He can send, the point is the mayor controls the police department unless they decide to go rogue. The mayor can order the police department to go shut down all the guns and ammo sellers so that nobody can get any additional provisions in the form of guns and ammunition. So the law doesn't give him the law, the right, or the power to go home to home, but it does, it's been on the books for 50 years, give him the right to go to the stores and basically confiscate those guns and ammunition so that you can't have it. And so, and that's still on the books, and the Albuquerque City Council had a meeting where they did the meeting fast without much notice and shut the public out of it. And instead of they had the opportunity to, they could have wiped that law off the books since it's unconstitutional, but instead they doubled down on it and added on more powers to what's still there. And so that's any evidence of your government's intention, or at least this government's intention.
Well, this is the evidence of your governments, David, and you're absolutely right, is that these city councils, they operate under the cloak of darkness. The vast majority of people are not spending any time at all watching what their local government does. And your local government has far more power. Their actions have far more implications for your life. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, everybody's worried about whether or not, you know, what did Trump call the coronavirus? You know, like, oh, my beating heart. This man is just a bigot from start to finish. Right? Like, who cares? What, ladies and gentlemen, I don't love Donald Trump. I didn't vote for Donald Trump. But what has this reality TV star actually done to you? What has he done that has affected your life in reality, not in your head where you care?
He made a mean tweet that hurt my feelings.
Right. But, I mean, get it. Fine. The reason he's there in that office is because some people want to make other people feel bad.
Actually,
so if you're feeling bad, congratulations. You have lost.
Actually, he made a mean tweet that made me laugh at the people whose feelings got hurt.
That's the thing, though. Half the people think he's hilarious. The other half of the people think he's awful. But either way, he's done nothing. Unless you're like me and you actually had your cruise to Cuba canceled, he actually did something that affected my life for real. And you know what? I can live with it.
My trip to Thailand got canceled, so that affected me.
These local politicians have far more power, and their actions, they impact your life in so many ways.
And
David's pointing out accurately that people just don't pay attention to them.
And then here's another thing, though. These people, quote on people, you know, have power. Well, we the people pay their salaries, and we, the people, are the pool from which these people come from. So maybe we, the people, should get more involved and actually do something about it. I know it's hard because we got kids.
When they get involved, I mean, everybody's got a crappy opinion, right?
Yeah.
Like, everybody talking and listening right now has a crappy opinion. I don't want you involved. I want you to stop believing that these people have any power at all. I mean, and when you say we, the people, what you mean is like on the plantation, we the slaves support the slave master.
Yeah,
we need to stop
supporting the slave master then.
If we could all do it at once, but for some reason
But there's like the old story of the bucket of crabs where, like, you know, the one crab tries to climb out. But that's just because we've gotten used to mass media kind of convincing us of a certain narrative, and we've gotten
World War II was fought to protect your right to democracy and voting, right? Mm. They start off young, getting you invested in the system. Everything that happened before of significance was so that you could vote in this election. The government, you can't be against the government. That's like cutting off your own arm. We are the government.
Right. Well, we're the government, but we have no control over the government.
Well, people here whine because we can't vote in presidential elections, but at least we don't have to pay for it.
Go ahead, David.
Go ahead. Sorry, man.
That's a good point that you just made, the last thing you said, Mark, because if you want to look at it, for some reason, people living on this continent decided that they needed to go to war to throw off a government that was too oppressive a few years back. And if you look at what they were suffering then and what we're suffering now, we're actually far more oppressed than they were then, and they decided to go to war over it. And they left you their thoughts in the form of the Declaration of Independence, and you should read it as to what their reasoning was, as to what was being done to them, and what they were going to do about it, and what people in the future, meaning us, should do about it if they found themselves in the same situation. It's a very short read. It takes about 5 minutes to read that part of the Declaration of Independence, and it'll tell you exactly, you know, it gives you a heads up. You know, if you compare what your life is like right now, what your government is like right now, to what they were suffering, it was like they were having a picnic compared to what we have, and we're not really, we're just beginning to be aware of that we need to do something about it.
I think that's today's homework, yeah. David. I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if everybody spent some time, thank you for the call, David. If everybody spent a little time reading in the course of the next 24 hours the Declaration of Independence, tomorrow, tackle the Constitution. The day after, tackle your state constitution. Mm-hmm. You'll know so much more than anybody you're talking to because you've at least read these documents and got them fresh in your mind. It's probably been 10 years since I sat down with the Declaration of Independence and went, you know, start to finish with it. And I probably should read it again. He's absolutely right.
Well, this brings up something that Thomas Jefferson said. I think it's Thomas Jefferson. He said, like, how much tyranny is a person willing to put up? How much tyranny is possible? And it's basically how much tyranny are people willing to put up with? And I think, and the reason why I'm actually optimistic about the future, I believe it or not, I actually am, is that we've reached a certain saturation point, and I think that people are going to change their consciousness because of it. And I think we're going to be good.
Alex, are you optimistic about the future?
Well, with the corona scare and everything, I'm concerned, right? It seems the government's getting bigger and stronger and messing up more and more things in our life. Mm-hmm. And people are, they're loving it, right? All I see on Facebook is, you know, these lockdowns are great. It's going to save us all.
You got different friends than I have.
Oh, my friends are the future, my friends.
No, we're not. Us old bastards are going to fight.
Try your best.
I'd say biting, but, you know, gumming.
Are you happy with your government? Call in.
No, not call in.
Call in next time. Every day, 7 to 10 p.m., Corona can't shut us down.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.